Praise God. Prayer is a spiritual activity. Prayer is a spiritual activity. Prayer is a spiritual activity. It's not a mental activity. It's not a physical activity. We are communing with our spirit, with a spirit called God Almighty. Praise God. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, the Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. What is he talking about? The same thing the Bible talks in Philippians 4, 6 to 7. He said, be careful for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, let your request, your need, your matter be known unto God. And he will garrison the peace of God, will garrison your heart. In other words, the assurance of answered prayer will keep you from anxiety. So the two scriptures are showing us how to pray. That prayer is a spiritual activity and is to be done by our spirit in the word. Now the word supplication means fervent, consistent prayer by the word. By the word. Bringing your argument, bringing your reasoning, strong reasoning. That is supplication. When you're making supplication, you're praying with strong reason, showing God why your prayer, why he should attend to you. And we know that the only reason why God attends to you is because it is in his word. Praise God. When you are born again, the Bible said that all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen. Praise God. He said in him there is no yes and no. Meaning when you are born again, you are entitled to all the promises of God in his word. Even when you have not done anything right or wrong, by virtue of being born, just like a child is born in a family, he becomes entitled to inheritances in the family. Whether he's a good boy or a bad boy, but it's good to be a good boy. Praise God. So that you represent your family well everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Now in James 5:16, he said, confess your fault one to another. Praise God. James. Hoshatalarus Kladoshate. In Kebosian Talarusia. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. The effectual fervent, what is effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man? It's a prayer that comes from the spirit, from the inner man, not from the mind. but from the inner man, and is consistent and steered by the word. By the word. Now, he goes ahead in verse 17 to tell us about Elijah. He said, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And he rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Praise God. Now, when you go to 1 Kings chapter 17, you will see the account of this prayer of Elijah. You will discover that the prayer was steered by the word. Elijah didn't just, after eating fufu, jump out and tell Ahab, there will not be rain by my word. It was a word he received. He said the word of the Lord came to Elijah. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. And when he appeared to Ahab and said that to him, in the fullness of time, the Bible said, and the word of the Lord came again to Elijah. Said, go to Ahab and talk to him. I will bring rain. It was upon that word the man of God began to pray. And when he spoke to Ahab, and after the sacrifice of Mount Carmel and all of that, he told his servant to go and wash. And the Bible said he bowed himself down and he began to pray. Praise God. What is he praying? Because God already told him that he was going to cause rain to come. So his prayer was based on the word he had received that rain shall fall. So that was why when the disciple was going and coming with wrong information, he kept asking him to go and wash again. Until you see something, he won't stop going. Because God said he's going to bring rain. And the man of God was praying. That's what the Bible is telling us in James now. James giving us the account. He said, by his prayer, he said there was not going to be rain. So it's not just coming out to speak a word, but praying based on the word you have received from the Spirit. Friend, God has given us his Spirit to work with our spirit. That's why the Bible said, we have this witness in us that we are sons of God. Who gives that witness? The Spirit of God in us gives our spirit that witness, that confirmation that we are a child of God. We belong to God. So there's a union between our spirit and the Spirit of God. And the Bible said, what man knoweth the things of man except the Spirit of man that is in him? In the same way, no man knoweth the things of God except the Spirit of God that is in him. And the Bible said, we have not received the Spirit from the world, but we have received the Spirit from God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Friends, there are things that belong to you in the kingdom, but it takes your spirit to know those things. And you know those things when you are praying, when your prayer is steered up. That's why the Bible said, stir up the Spirit of the gift of God that is in you. What is he talking about? Stir up the Spirit of God that is in you. When the Spirit of God that is in you is stirred up, you receive a word. And based on that word, you begin to pray. Praise God. Praise God. And just like the Bible tells us in Romans 28 from verse 26. I said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. In other words, we don't, most of the prayers we pray, prayers born out of senses. Prayers born out of sense, what you are seeing. You feel you don't have money now, so your need is money. You feel you don't have a job, so your problem is job, and you're praying. But in reality, you are not looking for money. The money belonging to you, the money is there. The job belonging to you, the job is there. Those things are not lacking. But because you are looking on the periphery, you're looking at the senses, these are the things that your mind are focused on. You're asking for these things. But these things are there. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness in all these things. So what you're concentrating is on additions. Praise God. But when you have the substance, the additions will just come. I've come to announce to you that everything you need for life and godliness has been given to you in Christ. That's what Paul was talking when he said to them in Ephesus. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and deliver into your hands your own inheritances in the light. So there are things that belong to you. Listen to me. Everything you ever need in your life have been given to you by God. But it takes an opening of your eyes to see these things. And it happens in the place of prayer. Prayer that is steered by the word. Praise God. So Elijah didn't just start speaking and praying. No, sir. He received a word. And he received that word in the place of prayer. So when we are praying, what are we doing? Actually, people think that prayer gives power. Or prayer doesn't. Actually, prayer doesn't answer your... Mere praying doesn't cause things to happen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, for instance, some people think that when they take out the time to go to mountain and fast and pray, they will receive power. No, sir. The power that you don't have, you can't receive by prayer. Jesus said, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my disciple. So, you are praying to position your inner man and you're fasting to position your soul to be able to act on the power of God that is at work in you. Thanks be to God who, how did the Bible put it in Ephesians 3:21? It said, and God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think according to his power that we are, that dwelleth in us. So the answers are not coming from heaven. They're not coming from beneath. They are coming from within you. Everything you need in your life is packaged within you, your spirit. And anything God is going to do in your life, he's going to do it from there. Are you getting what I'm saying? So what prayer does is to steer you up, to position your inner man, to be able to see by your spirit. For these are the things that God has freely given to us. Praise God. Now, what God has freely given to us, you don't need to fast. You don't need to kill yourself to be able, because they are freely given to you. But these things are the activities you do to be able to position your mind, to be able to position your spirit to see these things. Can you say, I'm not looking for anything? I'm not looking for anything. Everything I ever need, I have. And I walk in them in the name of Jesus Christ. So the prayer that is steered by the word, the prayer that is, you know, the Bible said that there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Giveth him understanding. The revelation of the Spirit, the revelation of the Word, gives him understanding. How does he do that? Now, you know, sometimes when we pray, you discover that we are not committed in our prayer. You are just praying. I remember in 2006, there about or seven, there was a young man that was working with us. He's, I think, our secretary then. You know, we went for a program in Afibo. And when we are praying, the three of us, you know, we just be praying. So pastor, we warned him. I said, no, let this thing come from your spirit. Let it come from your inner man. Don't be so, look at the way we pray. Let the thing, the prayer that doesn't move you will move God. If your prayer is not touching you, it's not touching anywhere. And it was not long, the wind carried him away. Nobody here will miss his place in the name of Jesus Christ. So the prayer is a prayer with your heart. That's what is called effectual and fervent prayer. A prayer that is coming from your heart and is steered by the word. Just like Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. Let's look at that place, Daniel 1, Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. The Bible said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. We have seen Elijah. We discovered that his prayer and his declaration was based on the word, not on sentiment. Not because he didn't like what was happening in Egypt, in Israel, but because there was a word that he had received that from the Spirit. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the reign of Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And now, this prayer was stirred up by the word. So Daniel didn't just start praying. He knew what was happening was wrong. They were suffering and all of that. But by studying the scriptures, he discovered that God has already spoken by Jeremiah that their people will be in exile for how many years? 70 years. And by his calculations, 70 years had come and gone. So based on that word, the man set himself to pray. Because God cannot do to you what he has not commanded in his word. Whatever that is not located in God's word, God is not committed to it. So, and when he set himself and began to pray with fasting and all of that, what happened? The answers came. Because he began to pray based on what God has already said. Praise God. Praise God. So, and the prayer is not just with his mental ability, but with his spiritual ability. Coming from his spirit. Coming from his spirit. Coming from the inner man. And when your prayer is coming from your inner man, it will affect your entire body. It will affect your entire body. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And when you begin to pray such prayer with your heart committed to it, because the word of God has said something about it, sometimes in the course of that prayer, you will hear a word from your spirit. You may not hear it audibly, you may perceive it from your heart. God is speaking to you. The Holy Ghost, by your spirit, is giving you insight into the thing that belongs to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? So, praying aright is praying by your spirit. Praying by your spirit. Praying by your spirit. And the prayer is based on the word. The prayer is steered by the word. Praying by your spirit. The prayer that is steered by the word. That is one. Because the Bible said, praying all prayers with supplication by the Spirit. And it's a compound prayer. Then the other one is praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. The Bible says, when I pray in tongues, it is my spirit that prayeth, and my mind is unfruitful. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Why is it necessary? Because praying in the Spirit edifies you, it builds you up, it strengthens you. It strengthens you. And the Bible said, they who do know their God, they shall be strong. So it takes being strengthened. It takes being strong to do exploit. And the Bible said that he who prays in the spirit edifieth himself. He builds himself up. He strengthens himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jude told us, he said, pray. He said, building up your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. Building up your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. Now, have you ever wondered, why is it that Jesus Christ, in Mark 16, when he was talking to us about the delegated authority, he said, in my name, you shall speak with new tongues. You shall cast out devils. Have you ever wondered why speaking in tongues was put first? In my name, you shall speak in tongues. Have you ever wondered why was speaking in tongues put first before casting out the prince? It takes being strong to cast out devils. It takes being strong to do exploits in the kingdom. And one of the things that steers you up and commands strength is praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. Praise God. Now there was something that God did in Ezekiel 37. When he took the man, you know, there was a problem in Israel. Everybody was just down. Nothing was working. There was famine and all of that. And people were worried. You know, and God spoke to his prophet. He called the son of man, Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel said, and the Lord took me by his hand and in his spirit into a valley. And he said he walked around the valley, and the valley was full of dry bones. And he said the bones were very dry. And God spoke to him and said, son of man, can these bones live? Looking at the bones, looking at the situation, it is impossible in the eyes of the son of man. Looking at the matter. And God said to him, command breath to come upon the bones. Command flesh to cover the bones. And he said, God said to him, prophesy, son of man, prophesy on the bones. Prophesy. He said, as I prophesied, as I was commanded. What was commanding him? The word of the Lord was commanding him. The word of the Lord was commanding him. Now, as he spoke, the things began to change. As he spoke, things began to change. He continued speaking until the bones joined together, flesh covered them, breath entered them, and they arose mighty army. And God said, now go to my people and tell them. What I have taught you, go and teach them. Coming to us, the Bible said in Joel 2:28, said it shall come to pass in the last days, the Lord our God will pour his spirit upon all flesh, and our sons and daughters shall prophesy. Our sons and daughters shall prophesy. And Peter repeated that word in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 17. When they said they were full of new wine and all of that, he said, no, this is the prophecy of Joel coming to pass. In the last day, the Lord our God will pour out the Spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Now, what is he teaching us? The Holy Ghost that we have received has come upon us to cause us to prophesy as sons and daughters of God. And God knows that we change things by prophesying upon them. By prophesying upon them. Now, the word that God spoke to Ezekiel, because he prophesied as God spoke to him. That same word, Jesus came, and in John 17, he said, the word you gave to me, I have given to them. The word that you gave to me, I have given to them. So, Jesus came and gave us God's word. And they have received the word. We have received the word from the Lord, given to us through Jesus Christ. And God spoke in Isaiah 59, verse 21. He said, as for me, my covenant. Let's go to that place. Isaiah 59. Somebody's level is changing this minute. Say, somebody's life is being transformed this minute in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Isaiah 59, let me take it from verse 20 so that you can connect it to the new creation. He said, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion. Who is the Redeemer? Jesus Christ. And unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, said the Lord. He was talking about Jesus Christ. And he said, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which are put in thy mouth. So God is saying, as far as God is concerned, his covenant with his people is his word in our mouth and his spirit upon us. And God has given us the spirit on the day of Pentecost. Since that time Holy Ghost came, he's still here. Are you catching what I'm saying? And Jesus has given us his word, and we have received the word. So we have the word of God now, and we have the spirit of God to prophesy. To prophesy. I don't know what you're looking for, but it's in your mouth to prophesy. As you prophesy, you will see things begin to happen. As you prophesy, you will see things begin to happen. But this thing has to come from the spirit. You have to receive them from your spirit. You know, in 2005, when it was clear to me that I was going to be a minister and there's nothing more, I was asking the Lord, I said, how can I walk in victory as a child of God? How do I walk in victory? And the Holy Ghost said to me, keep these words in your mouth. Keep my words in your mouth. Keep saying them wherever you are. As you walk in the street, as you go to the toilet, as you go do anything, keep my words in your mouth. Keep my words in your mouth. And I woke up and I began to ask, what words am I going to keep in my mouth? And I was in a trance again, and he said, let these words be in your mouth. You are a living stone. You are a life-giving spirit. You are a success machine constructed in Christ Jesus unto every good works. You walk in success. You are God's own special person. And I woke up, and that word has remained in my mouth ever. You can't get me down. It's not possible. You can't. Now, no matter how weak you may feel, when you begin to speak God's word, begin to speak God's word by the Spirit, suddenly you begin to feel the strength of God come into your life. And I'm going to show us a mystery. Now, the Bible said in Ephesians 5, I think 17 or thereabout, it said, Ephesians chapter 5, let's look at that scripture. It's very important. Let me round up with it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 71, it said, speaking, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart. Ephesians 5 what? 19. Very well. Okay, let's take it from 17 years. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. How? He said, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How? Say, be filled with the Spirit. How? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So speaking to yourself, how do you get filled with the Spirit? Say, be ye not drunk with wine in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How? Say, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Speaking to yourself. It didn't say speak to others. Speak to yourself. Sometimes you sit down. You can stand up. You can lie down. And you begin to speak to yourself psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I refuse to lack anything. He leads me in a path of his righteousness. He leads me. He makes me lie down in green pastures where the grass is green, where there is abundance. He makes me lie down. He leads me in a path of his righteousness. For his name's sake, hallelujah. I don't want to walk in that path, but he leads me in that path because of his name's sake, because of his name upon me. He leads me in a path of his righteousness, in a path of his, he makes me like, the Lord is my shepherd. What are you doing? You are speaking to yourself in psalms. And as you keep speaking this way, the strength of God begins to build up in you. I refuse to lack anything. I can't lack anything. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. When my soul wanders, God restoreth my soul. He restores my soul. He restoreth my... Do I walk in the valley of the shadow of death? I shall not fear. I refuse to be afraid of this life. I shall not fear. I shall not fear. Why? Because his rod and his staff, they are comforting me. Everywhere I go, I have not received the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. I refuse to be afraid of this life. I can't be afraid. I shall not fear. He sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I can't be afraid of my enemies. Nothing can put fear in me. What are you doing? You are speaking to yourself in Psalms. You're speaking to yourself in Psalms. And what is it going to do in your life? You're going to be filled with the Spirit. So speaking hymns, ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. What are you doing? You're speaking to yourself in hymns. You're ministering to your spirit. And the strength of God begins to build up in you. As you're filled with the Holy Ghost, before you know it, you begin to prophesy. That matter that is facing you, that challenge in your life, you look at it. The strength of God has built up in you. And the Spirit of God is upon you. You begin to speak to that matter. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be this way. You dry bone, I command you to be this way. You mountain, I level you. You admission, I'm coming to this university. In the name of Jesus, nothing can stop me. My husband is coming forth. Wherever you are, I command you to comfort. In the name of Jesus, this is my time to get married. This is my time to prosper. This is my time to change levels. In the name of Jesus, what are you doing? You're doing what God did in Genesis chapter 2, chapter 1. You're doing what God did in Genesis chapter 1. The Bible said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And suddenly, the earth, darkness was, the earth became void. And darkness was upon the face of everywhere. But the Spirit of the Lord was breathing upon the waters. And when God appeared, he didn't say, oh, Satan, you again. I cast you down from heaven. You are causing trouble here again. Satan, where are you? Satan, you. Every Satan. God didn't say that. He didn't start complaining. I know the enemy. I know he's the enemy. My grandfather, they told me the generational curse. They told me my great-grandfather, they worship idols. They are witchcraft. They did this, they did that. They buried. God didn't say that. What did he say? The Spirit of the Lord was upon the face of the waters. And God said, light be. And there was light. He said, let this one be this way. This one be this way. The same thing he taught Ezekiel. This one be this way. That one. And the Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 tells us. He said, as dear beloved children, be ye imitators of your father. Be ye imitators of your father. I don't complain about any matter in my life. I don't complain. I face challenges, but I don't complain about them. When I was lying down on the floor, you won't hear it from my mouth because I know what to do. I change things around me. Are you catching what I'm saying? The Bible said, according to his divine power, had given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Where are these things? These things are there. But as you pray in the spirit, as you speak in tongues, the Holy Ghost begins to show you this. That's a plot of land belonging to you in Emmanuel. And you begin to shout about it. I take that land in the name of Jesus. I take that land in the name of Jesus. You may not know where the land is. But as you begin to speak about the land, suddenly you are driving or suddenly you are going somewhere. And the Holy Ghost moves you to another place. And suddenly you fall onto some other place. And somebody begins to tell you, there's a land we want to sell here. Are you catching what I'm saying? You pray yourself into the navigation of the Spirit. Listen to me. The Bible said, we have not received the Spirit that is of this world. We have received the Spirit that is from God. That we might know the thing that are freely given to us. Friends, everything you ever need in life has been given to you by God. And they are given to you freely. It's not by fasting. It's not by praying. They are yours from birth as a son of God. But you need the Spirit of God and the Word of God in your mouth. As you pray with your spirit, as you pray, steered by the Word, the Holy Ghost begins to show you these things. It begins to show you these things. And as you see them, you begin to talk about them. You prophesy about them. you prophesy about them as their children, imitating your father. God doesn't complain. God doesn't, when anything happens against what he has planned, immediately, right in the Garden of Eden, Adam, what have you done? He said, the woman. Woman, what have you done? He said, serpent. He said, serpent, you are cursed. And he said, there and then, he said, the seed of the woman, le copra catalarusia catea. And we know the woman doesn't have seed, but God prophesied. He said, the seed of the woman shall crush you. And many thousands of years, the prophecy was still working. Because when you speak by prophecy, when you speak anything by prophecy, by the Spirit of the Lord, friends, it is there. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I tell you, it's something you will handle very soon. I say, it's something you will handle. When you speak by prophecy, first, listen to me. The Holy Ghost told me, prophesying by God's word is a more potent prayer. That's what he said to me. That is why I don't get afraid of anything. When any challenge comes, I go into my closet. Le copra kata, le rusia. I begin to build myself up. Once I sense that infilling of the Holy Ghost, once I come to that point where I know I'm full, I look at that matter. I say, you, you are dead in the name of Jesus. You are dead in the name of Jesus. This matter is dead. This matter is dead. At a point in my life, I found myself facing the charges because I guaranteed somebody for a loan. And the person couldn't pay it because there were issues and the calculation of the interest was not properly done. As I was talking with the manager, he said, I'm going to take you to court. You will go, and because, you know, when it takes a lawyer to court to stand behind, you know, in dock and then take readings of charges, it's not a good thing. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, he's going to charge me to court. I said, young man, listen, you may be the manager here, but you are not speaking to lawyer, anyhow lawyer. If you take me to court, the matter will not go anywhere, but you lose this, your seat. The guy thought I was joking. They framed the charge and served me. I went to court. Everyone was saying, call them, beg, did this, did that. I went to court. I took my plea, and the fellow lawyer took me on bail. I left. One day, I got very annoyed. I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. Le copra catala rusia in kede gebo shata le copra catele kus. When I sense, it's a being filled with the Holy Ghost by speaking in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. When I come to that point, I said, this matter is dead. I shall not appear in that court again in the name of Jesus. This matter is dead. I shall not appear in that court again. And from that day until now, that matter died. I never appeared in that court again. And hear me, that manager was sacked without any benefit. And one day I saw him in court. He was so scattered, looking so lame. When he saw me, he rushed to me. He said, counsel. I said, how? I was looking so robust. Are you catching what I'm saying? The Lord is my strength. The man is so confused, so down. I looked at him. I said, where are you now? How about the? He said, they sacked me. I said, I left him. Are you catching what I'm saying? When God said, you are God, this is what he's talking about. His spirit upon you and his words in your mouth. What are you waiting for? What are you looking for? Everything you need is there. All you need to do is to call it forth. And God, who called things that be not as though they were, and they began to appear. He said, let this one be. Let the other one be. What do you need right now? Just check in your spirit in 1 minute. What do you need right now? Let's call it forth. What do you need? What is that matter that is giving you sleepless nights? Right now, friends, Christianity is not just don't do this and don't do that. It's a life we receive from the Lord. It's eternal life. It is the life of God. Who can question God? When God will command, go and kill all the Amalekites. Is God a murderer? Who can can judge the God's elect? Who is he who condemns? But he that died for you. Christianity is more than that. It's a life. The life of God. There's a way from heaven that is given to us to live above this world. I can't go under in this life. I can't go under. Somebody begin to speak yourself in 1 minute. Speak yourself in psalms. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourselves in psalms and songs and spiritual songs. Stir up your spirit. It says, stir up the gift of God that is in you. There's a gift of God in you. Stir it up now. Stir it up now. And let's prophesy.